this stage, I can offer nothing more than my word. I am a senior government employee in the intelligence community. I hope you understand that contacting you is extremely high risk. For now, know that every border you cross, every purchase you make, every call you...
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time for this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film Citizen 4.
I've now experienced three of the five films that were nominated for Best Documentary Feature at last month's Oscar ceremony, and while both Finding Vivian Maier and Virunga are exceptional works, Citizen 4 was the Academy Award winner, and therefore the subject of today's review. So, is Eric Snowden a hero or a traitor? Is he a little bit of each? I'm not certain if Citizen 4 is going to supply all of your answers, but it will be an informative and compelling journey throughout. Everyone in politics seems to have some sort of opinion on Snowden and his reports on just how much we are being watched. According to him, the government has gone above and beyond what should be deemed in the name of national security. If anything, I believe many will be surprised just how meek and mild-mannered of a man Mr. Snowden appears to be, after months of media reports rendered him larger than life. A very young-looking 30-year-old in casual slacks and a t-shirt, no socks, no shoes, lying on a bed as he hides out in a Hong Kong hotel room, informing us on just how much our right to privacy is being violated. It may not sound like the makings of must-see filmmaking, but it certainly is. Citizen 4 is top-notch. Ed, back over to you.
Thanks, Mark. And don't forget to check out Mark's great site, reviewedbymarkleonard.wordpress.com. And as always, Mark will be back next week. When was the last time you went to the zoo? There's a question you don't hear every day, but when was it? Maybe it's time you go again. There's a lot you can do instead of just walking around. There are certain things, certain special things you can do at several zoos all around the country. The first one is paint with animals in Indianapolis. Could the next Picasso be a penguin? The Indianapolis Zoo seems to think so and invites guests behind the scenes to meet its top animal artists. Visitors can even meet an elephant that creates amazing work using its trunk to paint with an artist's brush. Ooh. Other animal artists at the zoo include dolphins, penguins, seals, reptiles, and rhinos. That's right, even rhinos can paint using their horns. Guests who choose this experience will learn more about the animals they encounter, watch them paint, and take home a piece of animal-created, one-of-a-kind artwork. It's pretty nice. What about petting kangaroos and emus in Kentucky? The Kentucky Down Under Adventure Zoo is one of the most interactive zoos in the USA, where guests can get up close and personal with animals from the Australian outback. Located about 30 minutes north of Bowling Green, the zoo makes for an adventurous day trip for families and young children. Visitors can pet kangaroos and emus, bottle feed lambs, milk cattle, and even have exotic birds sit on their heads. You know, that's an experience. I like that. That is what you do when you go to the zoo. Let's see. What about meeting a porcupine on the street in Minnesota? And you say, oh, that happens to me every time I go to St. Paul. Well, the Minnesota Zoo's big draw is its Close Encounters program, which invites guests of all ages to see animals up close without barriers. Some animals even have the run of the place, and you might stumble across porcupines, beavers, and exotic Tamanduas, a what? Tarnanduas. Well, whatever that is, you can see one while walking the zoo's public pathways. Additionally, the zoo schedules 6 close encounters a day that offer visitors the opportunity to watch a training session or interact with and observe fascinating critters that you might not usually find in a zoo. Isn't that a wee bit dangerous for the animal? What if you have children, young children, who really have no inhibition, and all of a sudden here is something just walking around on a public pathway, and here comes whatever animal, and the kid runs up to it. I don't know about that one. The next one, befriend giraffes and ride camels in Tucson. Visitors to the U.S. Southwest can also encounter giraffes at the Reed Park Zoo in Tucson. For $2 a person, guests can meet and feed giraffes during specific times. The Reed Park Zoo also offers camel rides for $7 per person, a fun opportunity for kids to see what it's like to hop on the back of one of these unique humped creatures. Let's see, how about one more here? Go on an African safari in Tampa. If you've always wanted to go on a safari and see exotic wildlife, you don't have to travel to Africa to do so. Busch Gardens in Tampa offers a Serengeti Safari, where for a half hour, guests are transported to the Serengeti Plain for up-close encounters with African animals. The tour includes hundreds of fascinating wildlife species, including zebras and ostriches. Expert guides will even show visitors how to hand-feed giraffes for an unforgettable experience. My earliest encounter with an ostrich was quite forgettable. There was a place outside the New York City area called Jungle Habitat. It was a drive-through safari. We're talking mid-70s. And the animals would walk around and you would drive through very slowly. Well, an ostrich came up and started to beat, 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 beat on the window in the back seat, and I was quite scared. And for some strange reason, my father decided to roll down his window, and all of a sudden, there's a beak of an ostrich inside the car. I was terrified. And I've still, to this day, have never really recovered from it. Stay with us. Coming up next, the Entertainment Report with Christina Staffo, followed by, if you're into lasers, you can make your brown eyes blue. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge. America
Weekend. Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. In 1950s Kansas, the Johnson kids had to walk through a dangerous railroad switchyard to the bus stop for the long ride to their all-black school. When a block from their house was a school, for white kids only, the Johnson family went to court believing the segregated school system violated the 14th Amendment. What was the court's decision? The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
The district court decided that since all black schools and all white schools had similar buildings, transportation, curriculum, and teachers, segregation was legal. And that's the final verdict.
Think green. Harrison with you, another global warming reality check. Falsehood number 3, global warming will help sea life. Fact, the ocean is becoming highly acidic because of contact with airborne CO2 from human activity. Many forms of ocean life use calcium carbonate to form their skeletons or shells, like coral reefs and shellfish. Ocean acidification destroys this kind of sea life. Now here's an easy home experiment that'll simply show how it works. Take a piece of chalk, put it in a glass of water, then slowly add a simple acid like some plain vinegar. The water will start to bubble, emitting CO2, and the chalk will simply dissolve. In 2005 on the West Coast, hundreds of thousands of seabirds failed to breed. Due to this ocean acidification, fewer phytoplankton, coral reefs, and bottom-feeding shellfish also means fewer fish for both human.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.